Good evening and welcome to the City of Champaign Township meeting. First one, I believe, with our new township supervisor. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Please call the roll.
Board Member Pianafetti?
Here.
Shannon?
Here.
Williams?
Present.
Beck?
Here.
Ballmer?
Here.
Gladney?
Present.
Dominguez?
Here.
Kyles?
Here.
Chairperson Finan?
I am also here. Do we have any correspondence? None? Okay. We have the summary of expenditures.
Chairperson Finan, first we have approval of the minutes.
You are correct.
And I move that we approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held February 6, 2024.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We have no correspondence. The summary of expenditures.
I move that we approve the summary of expenditures for January 2024.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. They are approved.
Chairperson Finan, I move that we approve the annual town meeting agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. I am going to ask if there are any technical questions first from Township. Anyone in the audience wish to address this issue? Town board comments? All right. Please call the roll.
Board Member Pianafetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Chairperson Finan?
Yes. The town annual town meeting agenda is approved 9-0.
Chairperson Finan, I move that we approve Resolution 2024-0301, a resolution designating the township supervisor as the authorized agent for IMRF for the township.
Second.
Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Town board comment? Please call the roll.
Board Member Pianafetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Chairperson Finan?
Yes, the resolution passes 9-0. We are now at the point of our meeting for general audience participation. Does anyone wish to address us as the township? Please step forward, state your name and city of residence. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes or less.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Yeah, my name is Barbara Bridges. I live in Urbana in Ward 1, but I work in Champaign at the Postal Processing and Distribution Center on Mattis Avenue. And I was speaking to you today because our plant has recently come under review for consolidation. They're talking about downgrading our plant to a local processing center, which will mean possibly half of our operations could be moved to Chicago and possibly half of our jobs lost at the same time. They haven't told us exactly how many jobs yet, but I'm really concerned about the impact this will have on my coworkers. They've said that there won't be any layoffs, but when postal workers are excessed, that means that they could be forced into a job that is up to, I believe it's 130-mile radius, which means they could be forced to move to St. Louis, Chicago, or Indianapolis, or, you know, it's not easy to uproot your family, especially if you own a home or if you have a church congregation, if your kids are in school. That's going to really be a hardship on those employees. I'm also really concerned about the effect it's going to have on postal delays. If our mail has to go to Chicago to be processed and then returned in order to be delivered, that's going to delay the mail even worse than it already is. They're also talking about making it so that the carriers, instead of mail getting that's been processed, getting on a truck and being delivered to the local post offices where the carriers pick it up and deliver it. They're talking about making the carriers for the whole region drive into Champaign to pick up their mail every morning, then drive back out to their routes to deliver it. And then in the evening, the mail that they've collected is just going to sit in their post offices overnight until they return the next day. So that's another 24-hour delay of mail. People really count on the mail for everything from medications to paying their taxes to election ballots. This is a very important election coming up, and it's not a good time for the Postal Service to be thrown into chaos. So the next step in the review process is that we're having a public meeting. The Postal Service is having an official public meeting for the purpose of collecting public feedback on this plan, and they've stated that they're going to consider this public input as part of their decision on whether to proceed with this proposal, and that's next Tuesday at 6 o'clock at the YMCA on the University of Illinois campus. So I'm asking if any of you, I know you have a meeting that night, but if any of you are able to attend that meeting to oppose this plan, I would very much appreciate it. It's literally going to affect every one of your constituents. Everybody relies on the mail to some degree. And the last thing I'll say is that the county board approved a resolution opposing this. I have a copy if you want to read it. I think I have enough copies for all of you. And if you would consider passing a similar resolution, I know that it's largely symbolic, but it means a lot to the workers in our plant to have the support of our elected officials. So if you'd like these talking points that go into further detail about what I've already said, or a copy of the resolution passed by the Champaign County Board. I have them. So
thank you. You can give one of each to our clerk, and then sure, she can make sure they get out to us.
Okay,
we appreciate you coming. I do know that there are some elected officials that are meeting this week to talk further and get prepared for that meeting.
Yeah.
And I think if council members plan to attend, we probably need to let staff know so we can provide the notice, because I know that we have a few that are planning to go. I will be out of town.
You. Okay. I'm glad to hear it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to address us as township? Seeing none, any town board member comments? Supervisor, do you have anything?
Yeah, just briefly. I want to once again thanks everybody for their support in putting me in this position. I'm a month in. It's been a lot. What I'm really grateful for is the help of city staff. I think that's one of the big differences between Champaign and Urbana is that we have a very close relationship here in Champaign with the city staff. So to be able to have that professional staff walk me through all the different things I've been learning the past month, it's been it's really taken a lot of weight off my back. Mm-hmm. So just take it.
Thank you. Our next meeting is April 2nd, 2024, and we have an annual town meeting April 9th, 2024.
Chairperson Finan, I move we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We are adjourned into the Champaign City Council meeting for March 5th, 2024. I call this meeting to order. I invite you to join me for a moment of silence, followed by the pledge.
States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Here.
Shannon?
Here.
Williams?
Present.
Beck?
Here.
Fulmer?
Here.
Gladney?
Present.
Dominguez?
Here.
Kyles?
Here.
Mayor Finan?
I am also here. We have introduction of new employees, Deputy City Manager. We moved it? Okay. We have approval of minutes.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes of February 6, 2024, regular council meeting, and February 13, 2024, regular study session.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Please call the first bill.
Council Bill 2024-024, a resolution approving the appointment of Mike Ingram to the Citizen Review Subcommittee of the Human Relations Commission in the City of Champaign.
So moved.
Second.
This appointment is for Mike Ingram to the Citizen Review Subcommittee of the Human Relations Commission. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 9-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill 2024-025, a resolution approving an agreement for the purchase of cybersecurity services.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to approve a 3-year agreement for the purchase of digital security services from Field Effect at an annual cost not to exceed $64,278. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 9-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill 2024-026, a resolution approving an agreement for the renewal of Right Stuff software maintenance and hosting services.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of the council bill is to approve the renewal agreement for Right Stuff software maintenance and hosting services from Right Stuff Software Corporation for the calendar year 2024 at the cost of $61,680, with the option to renew for 4 consecutive years at a cost not to exceed 5% the annual increase in cost per license in subsequent years. Right Stuff software is used for timekeeping and staff scheduling at the Police Department, Fire Department, Public Works Department, and MedCAD. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 9-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill 2024-027, resolution approving an amendment to the Neighborhood Programs Manual.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to approve an amendment to the city's Neighborhood Program Manual to include the Vital Home Repair Program. This program will provide grants of up to $60,000 to eligible homeowners for home repairs and maintenance delayed due to the impacts of COVID-19. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 9-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill 2024-028, an ordinance amending various sections of Articles 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, and 11 of the Champaign Municipal Code, 1985, as amended.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to enact a variety of non-substantive and minor substantive amendments to the Chapter 37 of the Municipal Code, commonly known as the Zoning Ordinance. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 9-0. Please call the next bill.
Council bill 2024-029, a resolution approving and authorizing publication of the official zoning map.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to approve the publication of the official city zoning map. Annual publication of the updated zoning map is required by state law. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 9-0. Please call the next bill.
Council bill 2024-030, resolution approving the preliminary final plat of Deluge Solar Subdivision.
So moved.
Second.
This bill would approve a preliminary plat for 2903-3009 and 3113 North Market Street. The property owners plan to enter into a long-term lease for part of their land so a third party may install and operate a solar farm. The long-term lease of the land requires a subdivision. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 9-0. Please call the next bill.
Council bill 2024-031, an ordinance adopting an amendment to the updated Champaign Tomorrow Comprehensive Plan.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to adopt an amendment to the comprehensive plan by adopting the bicycle implementation plan as an update to the transportation master plan's bicycle vision. The bicycle implementation plan identifies future bicycle facilities based on road conditions, connectivity, and equity criteria to further the transportation master plan. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Any council comment? Councilmember Shannon.
Yeah, I know you were looking right at me for it. I just want to say I'm really excited about having the bicycle plan, and I encourage everybody to read it and think about what we can do to move this forward. Yay.
Anyone else? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 9-0. Please call the last bill.
Council bill 2024-032, a resolution approving an agreement for the purpose of authorizing utilization of a training site in Macon County.
So moved.
Second.
This council bill allows the city manager to authorize a one-year agreement between the Public Safety Training Foundation, a not-for-profit corporation, and the City of Champaign, which permits the Champaign Police Department and the Champaign Fire Department use of their facilities for training. This training would be free of charge, subject to the terms and conditions in the agreement. The agreement automatically renews on a yearly basis unless either party submits a written request for termination. Are there any technical questions? Anyone? Oh, yep, go ahead. Councilmember Beck.
Thanks. I just have a couple questions that have to do with the costs associated with this, as well as what we have, what we can say we're getting in terms of facilities and opportunities. So I'm wondering, first of all, what the comparison for costs would be. I know that we'll have to provide for travel and travel time for our officers to go to these trainings, which will be clearly an hour commute from here, and for our fire officials as well that will be going. So I'm wondering what if there is a cost savings overall for us, or if there's a cost differential. And then secondly, I'm wondering if you can explain and describe a little bit about the opportunities that might be available at this facility versus the facilities that we currently use and have in our own community.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council. My name is Aaron Lack. I'm a lieutenant with the Champaign Police Department. And yes, I would like to talk about the Public Safety Training Foundation. What they did back in 2017 is they started to develop this state-of-the-art, humongous training site just for in central Illinois, Macon County. It is a 55-minute commute from this building, and they designed it for fire and police in central Illinois. We do have other training sites that we use. We'd like to use this one maybe once or up to four times a year, potentially. It has so much potential in it. For instance, it has a, for the police side of things, it has a, let me just check my notes here, but it has an indoor city, fully enclosed. It's about a block area, and that includes 12 fully furnished office building, apartment, bars that we can go into and have total safety and training inside of the building. It has a two-story, 24-room school that they built just for police training on-site in the secure location. It also has developed in de-escalation training, multiple simulator trainings on-site. It's got an Amtrak passenger car, Greyhound bus, small airplane, canine training areas, tactical mat rooms, an officer wellness program, and various auditoriums and offices. Clearly, there's not another place in town that offers all that in one place. For the fire side, it does have a six-story tower for various types of fire training. It's got a two-story residential facility. It also has a grain bin that I don't think local areas have a place for officers or firefighters to train in as well. So in town, we do have the Police Training Institute. It offers a range. It doesn't really have structures to train in. And they do charge $200 currently each day that we want to use the facilities there. IFSI, last time, about a year ago, and we were going to train at the Illinois Fire Service Institute, they wanted to charge over $900 for us to use the site for one day of training. ILEAS doesn't charge per training. We give a yearly fee to ILEAS, Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System. It's in town. It's a great opportunity. We do like to use a few hallways that they have. But really what they also do supply is equipment for us. So all these structures and all these facilities have been great for us. But what's out in Macon County just makes the rest pale in comparison to the opportunity. And they offer it completely free of charge for us. So yes, it is a 55-minute commute. So the cost would be, for instance, if we take 20 officers out to the training site, we can do it in approximately four vehicles. And if you add up the 59.2 miles there and back, and you factor in the cost of gas, it comes out to about $80 just to get out there and back. For per diem, you know, if we travel the city AP, per diem stance is that if people travel outside the county, then, you know, we provide lunch. That's a city AP. We can make that an optional a policy for our department if we want, and just people. We have many times for training just brought a lunch, or we just fend for ourselves on lunch. So, you know, the cost at about $80 for that type of opportunity is just something we just would like to not have to pass up on.
$80 for travel costs, but then we have the added cost of the time that officers spend as well going there and back. I'm not trying to like nickel and dime here.
Good question.
So at any rate, it sounds like, am I understanding correctly from your description of the facilities that we have an opportunity here in Macon County that has, more intricate facilities, varied kinds of facilities that are not available here in our city?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. And they're continuing to build, you know, when I had the tour, they're explaining some other, you know, options and things that they were trying to develop continually at the training site.
Great.
So your question about overtime, there really would be no overtime. For instance, at the Champaign Police Department, mm-hmm. when we have a 10-hour training day, there's been times where we had to train up in Rantoul, you know, the drive there. We just incorporate that into the 10-hour training days. It would be well worth it for us to incorporate about 60-minute commute and then train for the 8 hours with the remaining 8 hours that we have for the training day.
Okay.
Be well worth it in our eyes for what we're getting for the quality of the training.
Okay. So it's not outside of the workday, basically.
Correct.
The 10-hour workday.
Correct.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else? Thank you. Any Anyone in the audience wish to address us? Any council comment? No. I can echo what Deputy Chief was saying. I actually, Illinois Municipal League, when you're on the board, we spend the summer meetings at the home community of the president. So Julie Moore Wolf was the president 2 summers ago, and we spent a couple days in Decatur, and we actually got to go out to the facility, and I got to use the simulator, and we got to see the grain bin and the city streets, and it is an impressive facility, I think, brought to East Central Illinois by Warren Buffett and his family, or Howard, but it is, they now have dorm facilities and the ability for travel, and I know that they were actually building some mental health facilities as well for opportunities if either officers or firefighters needed counseling or any of those types of things. It's, you know, I agree that, or maybe I shouldn't agree because I don't know what your position is, but, you know, keeping it local, I think, is important as well. And we want to, you know, continue to support IFSI and PTI. But the ability to have a variety of training opportunities, I think, is important. And although it's not totally free because there's some sort of hard costs that we eat with training, whether it's here or there, it's a really impressive facility. And Aaron, did you want to add to that? You came back up.
Another question. I was ready to answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no question. But it's a really impressive facility. And they do a great job there. The other thing that they do is they allow members of the public to come in to learn about police training. And so they do a lot of that in Decatur, but I think that civic groups can organize and request a time to go in and do that, which is, I think, really eye-opening. I know most of us up on the dais have had that opportunity to at least do the simulators and learn a little bit, maybe do some ride-alongs, but it is eye-opening to have that opportunity and get a small taste of what it's like to be out there. So with that, please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Aninguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council passes 9-0. We're now at the point of our meeting for audience participation. Is there anyone who wishes to address the council? Seeing none, are there any council comments? I had just 2 things I wanted to bring up. The first is I wanted to congratulate IFAB, who was designated as an ag tech hub by the federal government. They are going to be bringing in $70 million from the federal government, which is going to leverage $700 million of investment into, you know, the Champaign-Urbana community to help continue to build the biotechnology and research and jobs. I can't remember the exact number, but they had this astronomical number of jobs that will be created in this industry over the next 5 and 10 years. And together with Piatt County and Macon County, Champaign County is going to be a regional hub for that. So that's really exciting and really impressive. So that was a fun announcement yesterday. And then I also wanted to just raise for the public so that they are aware that the abatement of the grocery tax, which is being proposed at the state government level, and certainly I understand why people may be opposed to a grocery tax, but that money is money that flows directly to the city of Champaign. And with the abatement of those funds, unless the legislature provides an alternative and continues to pay us the amounts that we're losing, the city of Champaign in this fiscal year would have lost about $2.7 million. And as we look forward with no more ARPA funding, and we have been getting our house in order to continue to fund the very important programs that we have in our violence reduction blueprint, those programs are about $3 million a year. And we're going to lose $2.7 million. And so I urge everybody who's out there, even if you're opposed to the groceries tax, which is certainly understandable, to reach out to your local legislature and make sure that those individuals understand that we have to find some replacement income, because that is a devastating amount of money for us to lose at the city of Champaign, and it will have an impact on services locally. And although at the state level they keep saying that home rule communities, which we are one, can vote to institute our own grocery tax, we actually cannot, as the law currently reads under the tax code. And so that would take an additional change by the legislature to allow us to even do it. So if they vote to get rid of it, we're just out that money unless they find alternative funding. A year or so ago, they did a grocery tax holiday. They actually replaced the revenue for local governments. They made the decision to do that, but rather than put the burden on us, they did the holiday and then paid for it, as they should. And so I think it's important for our residents to be aware of that and to be proactive about it, because it will have an impact here. So, Deputy City Manager, do you have anything?
Yes, Your Honor. I just want to remind Council that there will not be a meeting next Tuesday on March 12th. We will meet again on March 19th. So, for the listening audience as well.
Thank you.
Your Honor, I move that we approve the vendor payments in the amount of $2,200,618.94.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Your Honor, I move that we approve the payroll of February 16th, 2024 in the amount of $2,211,574.61.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We do not have any closed sessions, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned. We'll see you on the 19th.